Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 14th of the 5th month, 2025. It is a Wednesday evening and the time is 21:04. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host for this lovely and spectacular evening. Some of us are having that rough evening. Ooh, hey. Some of us are having that rough evening, but we soldier on, Mos, and we try to manage. We try to cope. We try to not be too angry, not be too panicky, not have a heart attack on sight. We try. We are trying. And you know what we do on Wednesdays, ladies and gentlemen? Wednesdays, we have Can We Fix It Wednesdays, where you can present a conversation and we talk about it. You know, we talk about it, we unwind and we table the conversation. And also, this is one of those Wednesdays where you have the opportunity to just come through and be like, yo, so Matriarch, let's just talk about nothing. And I'll be like, yeah, cool. Yeah. I'm totally down for that. Like, yeah, absolutely. What? Yeah. What you mean? Yeah, what you mean? It's one of those days. So, ladies and gentlemen, while I'm waiting for you guys to unwind and then think of something that you guys want to ask, what you guys want to talk about, what you guys want to skinner about, I'm going to run you through a couple of conversations and we are going to talk about it. The number in studio is 083-288-4001. All right. That's the number in studio. You guys can always call in just like that caller that was buzzing in, and then I missed it, but you know, we're gonna be okay. I'm just gonna be waiting on you guys to come through. But initially, I also have a question for you guys about law enforcement and civilians. But before that, I would like for us to talk about lust. Now you're thinking, what? Matriarch, lust in the middle of the night? Really? Is that an advised conversation? Do you think that it is an appropriate time for that? That is an exactly, this time is exactly the time, that everybody is thinking of, man, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should call that guy, maybe I shouldn't call that guy. Maybe I should call that girl, maybe I shouldn't call that girl. It's this time. They start thinking about it at 9 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, they're like, nah, I'm good. And then at 11 o'clock, they're like, nah, maybe I can masturbate a little bit. And then at 11 o'clock, they're feeling fine. 12 o'clock, they're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm absolutely good. I'm not in love with them. I don't want them. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to do my assignment. I'm going to do some work. I'm going to, you know, going to read up about the postgraduate program at Valvicha. Like, yeah, it is what it is. I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to download the Imba app. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then at 12:15, they are like, yo, but I need a person, man. I need a warm body, you know. My body just wants to be in somebody's body. My body wants to be next to somebody's body, but not with clothes on. My body giving in to those urges. And then, right, they call you at 2 o'clock. They're like, sup. Like, all good, sup. What you doing? Nothing. What you doing? Like, we are supposed to be sleeping at 2 o'clock. How? Or at least not in a spirit of going outside. But you were nah. You were nah with your genitalia. Eh? You and your genitalia, you're just all over the place. You are just unhinged. You are just untamable. Hmm? You're undisciplined, not disciplined, indisciplined, yeah? Like, it's in, eh? It's not un, it's in, okay. Indisciplined, eh? You and your genitalia at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're calling people's daughters and people's sons, and sometimes even people's husbands, eh? Kuchayeo, so, sir, what you doing, eh? How you doing? Like, you want a Netflix and chill? Now, I don't understand the Netflix and chill at 2 a.m., guys. Like, how much ground are you guys going to cover? And also, does this Netflix and chill at 2 a.m. mean that you guys are not having anything else to do tomorrow, eh? Or you can just afford to wake up tired. You can just afford to not wake up in your own bed. Or is it just Netflix and chill for that 1 hour and then 3 a.m., 4 a.m. things, you're being dropped home or yangled home or whatever at home, eh? Bust home, flown home, or who's that? How does it work? This booty life call. Eh, this booty call life. How does it work? So we're talking about lust, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the true meaning of lust, and also we're talking about how you can most probably overcome it. Now you're probably thinking that I'm not a person that is lustful. It's not a problem in my life. But hey, how many times do you think of coitus? Are you not a culprit like that? You answered. You're like, oh, I only think about coitus 7 days a week, every day. Every day, your priorities are just stuck there at being inside somebody's genitalia. Or somebody just entering Oshigandhi. That's just where you're at. That's just where your mind is at. That's just where your heart is at. Who's that? How? Eh? Come on. You're telling me that you're not lustful. You're telling me that you're not covered in the spirit of lust. I don't know how the church people would say it, but you're covered in the spirit of lust. The spirit of lust is within you. Yeah, you have a lustful demon inside you. You have a Jezebel. Yeah, you are a Jezebel. You have a Jezebel. And you are like, no, it could never be me. Like, yeah, oh, okay, it'd never be me. Okay. And one thing about lust is that many of us assume that it's a guy thing. Many of us assume that, like, no, only guys can be lustful after people. It's only guys that want coitus. Hey, you would be surprised when you go to a rehabilitation center and there's this auntie. A friend of mine or an ex-friend of mine, right? She was this phenomenal somebody. She used to be a phenomenal somebody, and then life just happened to her, and then she just dived into the life of addiction. And then one day she wanted to like get her life together, and she bulldozed the parentals into saying like, no, I want to go to rehab and I want to get my life in order, and this was like 10 years ago or something. And then the parents agreed because the parents were moneyed, and also the parents want their child to change. Am I? But it's not just ordinary. This ordinary rape, she must go to the nice one. And then she went, you know, she went to the nice one. And when she came back, the stories we heard, it's in that group share, it's in that group share where everybody most now talks about things and like, yeah, so hi, my name is Elizabeth and I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober for 30 days now and I've just been trying my best to stay off the alcohol, and I've just been trying my best to live my best life and be the best person I can be. Even though I still get urges, I'm trying to cope. Then you find the next one. And then it's like, hey, my name is Paper and I'm an addict. You know, like when they just say I'm an addict. Yeah, like, because alcoholics, they identify most. Alcoholics, they're like, I am an alcoholic. But then other addicts are very anonymous, guys. I don't know. They think that, I think that their addictions are better than others. Like, their addictions went to Harvard. Their addictions are on Hicks or something. Because most addicts of other things, you know, they don't say, oh, my name is George and I am a gambling addict. No, they don't say that. They all just keep it anonymous. And you're like, okay. So they're sitting in group and this auntie is there, like, but he's a senior auntie. It's like, apparently, kama anwa. He's a senior auntie, like, senior auntie, we're talking about somebody that is like 46, 47, you know, senior auntie. You're most probably thinking like, but yeah, like, Matriarch, I'm 47. I'm not a senior auntie. I'm not a senior uncle. You are, say, and ma'am, auntie and uncle. You are senior. You just don't want to accept it, but you'll accept it soon because we are realist here at pulling heartstrings, because as we want to be in tune with ourselves and we want to do the best that we can ourselves. So we identify the problem as it is. We don't pretend the problem doesn't exist. We are the elephant catchers. We dissect the elephants in our domain. We dissect them. So we talk the truth. So this is the auntie apparently, and she's sitting there and she's like, good evening, ladies. Hi, everybody. My name is Lydia and I'm an addict. Hi, Lydia. And this thing, she starts, you know, pouring out her heart. Apparently she's like, no, this thing has really ruined my life. It has ruined my marriage. It seems like it doesn't get satisfied. Like we're like, yeah, man, it's the booze, because there's never enough booze. As long as you're alive, you know, as long as you're still awake, ne, there's not enough booze. The only time that the booze is enough is when you're out. That's when you know which are war. Yeah. We were drinking yesterday. So addicts are like, okay. Yeah, we understand this notion of, it's like, you just want to take everything from me. Like, it's never enough until, you know. And sometimes you have like a resistance and a tolerance, a very high one. So you are going, man. Marwakola! Wanata, wanata, wanata. Marwakola! But you're still going. You're still going. So until you drop, you don't stop. So we're thinking like, yeah, or they are thinking, because, you know, I like to put myself in the story also, because it's no fun if I was not there, even if it's just in imagination. So she's like, yeah, this thing has been taking over my life, and, it has just taken everything from me. It just wants to be in my company the whole entire time. I never get a moment to myself, and, you know, she's talking, and the more she's talking, they are like, you know, when you can relate to an addict, when you can relate to a problem, right? And then there are just some parts where you are like, I never experienced that one. Hey, but I'm also here, right? So I've never experienced that one, where, you know, just drink everywhere. Like, okay. Because when I drink, I don't want to stop. So when you are saying that, like, yeah, sometimes I even have to like just go and get it now. You know, just this addiction. I just have to go and get the thing that I'm addicted to now. And then I have to go back to work. And it's ruining my life. And we're like, you still go back to work. You know, when you can relate to problems, right? You hear somebody talking about, I don't have school fees. And you're like, I can relate. And then somebody says like, I've just been drained lately. Like, I can relate to that. And then somebody says like, I've been having like really, bad acne, and you're like, preaching to the choir. Yeah. And then somebody says like, my face is completely smooth, but my whole body is filled with body acne. And you're like, I remember when I had a moment like that, and it was intense, and it was extremely excruciating, and it was just terrible for me. So preach to the choir. You understand, we can all relate to one another's problems, but then there are just some problems, where you thought you could relate to it because it has similarities. So you hear somebody saying like, I'm so stressed about my tuition, and you're like, I can relate. And then they hit you with a, because it's just so few, you're like, your tuition is too little, you want to give the school more money. Is that what you are saying? Because there's nobody that can relate to that one. We can all relate to poverty. We can't all relate to riches. Not unless we are all rich here. So you're saying that, I just feel like maybe I'm not getting the best education because my tuition fee is just so cheap. You're like, really, that one is not a problem. So I don't think we understand each other, you know? So first of all, you relate when somebody says like, I'm so stressed about my tuition. You're like, Brother, preach. Preach, brother. Because even me here, ne, I'm sitting with let's say horse and I'm sitting with debts. Oh, because, I'm sitting with overdrafts because of school, you know, school stuff. And I just, you know, and you are thinking like that. But before you could talk, the person hits you with a, like, I just feel like I'm not getting the best education because my tuition fee is just so low. I was expecting my tuition fee to be like at 50 grand a month. And then now they're telling me that it's 18,000 a year. Like, I just, I don't know, man. Like, is the pass rate here? Like, hey, this is the best university in the country. It's the only one. It's government funded. It's the only one. And you're telling us that, I just wish there was a, this is not America, girl. You know? So this was what was happening. And the more, and when, if you've been in situations where you have been in group, group therapy or group sharing or even just any group activities, there's usually a moment where we are sitting and we're all sharing, you know, it's like, hi, what's your name? My name is Elizabeth. And I'm a radio presenter. I work for EO Media House and, I've been working there for the past 4 years. I'm passionate about my craft and I love what I do. And also I feel like it, my job has been therapeutic. We are sharing horse. And then the next one goes in. Yeah. My name is Bioplus, you know, and, I've been in the industry for a while, to the extent that I have pills and I have sachets and I have an energy drink as well. And, you know, people share and you listen so that you can get to know everybody. So now this, in this group share, this madam is talking, man. Could you, like, I'm an addict. You're like, oh, we sympathize with you. And you are expecting, you know, alcohol problems, you know, narcotics problems, you know, gambling problems. You don't really expect love problems. You don't really expect sex problems. You don't really expect, like, you know, other kind of problems. Because, I mean, we don't look at anything else as an addiction. To be honest, we don't look at you eating sand every day as an addiction. We find a way to make your thing seem medical. We say things like, yeah, if you're craving sand, you have a lack of iron. You're like, nah, how many lacks of iron can I have if I've been eating sand every day for 2 years? How much lack of iron can I possibly have? Because how is the sand that I'm consuming every day not enough to fill up this void of iron? Or is it a bottomless pit? You understand? So we don't really deal with outside kind of addictions very, very well. We kind of look down on them. It's just like people that are addicted to narcotics, they don't look at alcoholics like real addicts. You're like, prah, you can always leave it if you want. You're like, you think. Mine is worse than yours. It's like a competition to be bad. Like, mine is worse than yours. No, mine is worse than yours. No, mine is worse than yours. Then the other one says, I sold my house because of it. And then the other one says, well, I kidnapped my daughter. I know, too soon, Jasmine, too soon. You know, I sold my daughter to a sangoma. And then the other one is like, I killed a gang of people. And it's like a competition between addicts, which addiction is worse than the other. Then the one that is gambling is like, yeah, me, I'm not that bad. You know, I only lost everything. Wow. Everything that we are talking about here is a loss, say. Eh? Loss of daughter, loss of freedom, loss of good code of conduct, criminal record. Everything here is a loss. So, this auntie is sitting and she's like, she's talking about it. And people, you know, you are first relating. Fellow addict, yeah. Like, so what's up? What's your problem? Maybe we can help each other through it. And she's like, yeah, sometimes I just go out and I just, like, sometimes I have to leave my office and then I have to come back later after I've had it, you know? And you're like, I've had what? And also we with dangerous addictions, most those gambling and narcotics and alcohol, us with gambling, with those kinds of addictions, we know that once you start, you don't stop, most. There's nobody that says, I'm just quickly going to have one drink and then I'm going to come back to work. There's in the world of an alcoholic, there's never a day that anybody has ever said that. It is one, you might get back to work, right? But it's not one. one beer. No, it's not one drink. Never. It's never one drink. It's always coupled with others. So speaking from experience, ne? There's nothing like, and I just went out to go and have a drink quickly or have a hit quickly or go and gamble quickly. And then I came back, I, like, you know, just after that one. Unless you're having a different kind of addiction. So now the people are like, okay, so let's keep listening. Let's keep hearing what she has to share. And the more she started talking about it, it was like intense, man. We're like, what? Sometimes I need to, like, sometimes I take 10 a day. And she's so carefully crafted, right? That she's not talking about what it actually is, right? She's just talking about the addiction in itself, which is recommended when you're sharing in a group because you don't know who you're going to trigger with, what you're going to say about what it is, right? But in Alcoholics Anonymous, we all say, I'm an alcoholic. We acknowledge it. I'm an alcoholic. In other places, we don't say, yeah, I'm a weed addict. How? No. We just say, hello, I'm an addict. You know, just, you know, anonymous, you know, drug of choice, anonymous. So she keeps talking apparently and everybody's like, ay, this is your addiction. It seems like you have control over it then. Because if you can go and get whatever you're addicted to and then come back to work still, you know, in good time and not overindulging, then you are most better. You are most better than all of us because as we don't come back to work, darling, we don't come back to work. We don't finish the work. We never showed up for work in the first place. So we've been binging, you know, like binge eating, binge watching, binge drinking. You know, we've been binging. So everybody knows, like in the world of addiction, everybody knows that most of us, we just binge. But this one was different, man. We're like, oh, what I wouldn't give to at least be able to manage, ne, my thing like that. Like, this my problem that I'm having. Because this person still has a job that nobody fired this person from the job. Because, you know, it's like, oh, she's managing, man. And, you know, the sharing, and she felt so relieved afterwards. Apparently she was like, you know, I've never been able to talk about it freely like this. And I'm so grateful for you guys for giving me the opportunity to not just express myself in my fullest form and really just be myself and understand where I am. And I'm so grateful for you guys. Like, everybody's like, yeah. No problem. We are here to help. But everybody now is wondering, I know what are you addicted to? Eh? Because who? The other one that's talking about its addiction is like, good evening. Oh, hi everyone. My name is George. I'm an addict. Like, hey George. All of us. Like a song. Hey George. Hello George. How are you, George? It's like kindergarten vibes, right? But it's soothing. It's soothing. To be honest. It's soothing. So George is like, yeah, I feel like I never have money. You're like, yeah. I know what you are feeling, you know, relatability. And then the person is like, how I just think that I'm just going to start with this one. And then it just gets out of control. You know, I just put in the first $2 and then it just gets out of control. We can instantly see which this person is addicted to gambling, you know, because I mean, like, that is the telltale, you know, if you start and you can't stop, that is the part where, you know, the 12 steps, understanding that my addiction has control over me and I am no longer in control of my life. You know, that's why we do the 12 steps, you know, so that we can get to a point where we're like, okay, so I understand that I am powerless over my addiction. That's what it sounds like. Not these things that this auntie is saying, which are like, yeah, I just go out for two and then I come back. And then I just go out for one and then I come back. Every time I'm just disappearing, you're like, oh, okay. But we know, ne, it doesn't end like that. With even with the most toughest one, which is narcotics, ne, it doesn't end like that. Where you come back. Where you come back and you are working. Yeah. You're not paranoid, nothing. You're just working your work. You don't tell us about, yeah, and then when I come back, I'm paranoid. There's no story about when you come back. But, because here, George is like, yeah, Every time I just put in $2, I don't know that thing. It's like even when I'm sleeping, I hear the machine. You know, I even sleep the machine. I hear the machine. Sometimes they even lock me inside the bar while they are cleaning. I'm still playing. Oh, and my whole salary, man. My wife is going to leave me now because I don't pay for nothing. Because all my money just go to jackpot. You know, you understand, Kucha, that the George, yeah, that the George is suffering. But he's suffering in similarity of all the other addicts that we know. You know, the big three, all the other addicts that we know. We know the alcoholics, we know the narcotics, and then we know the gamblers. You know, these are the big three that we know of. Because it ends the same way with all three of these ones. The big three, it ends the same way. It ends in self-destruction. It ends in not stopping. This is how it goes, right? This is how it goes. Selling yourself short, thereby alcohol. Ow! Alcohol, you can talk yourself out of a million. Ask me. Alcohol, you can talk yourself into a whole corner. It's like, no, it's not really like snip. A shade. I mean, You see, that's how it goes with alcoholics. Once the first drink hits, now, you know, it's downhill from there. So that's how it sounds, you know. That's how the big three start like that. Even with the narcotics, once they start, it's like it spiraled. It really just goes downhill. The alcoholics, the narcotics, and the gambling. It's never just, I'm going to put in the first dollar and then I'm going to go home. Never. I'm going to put down this first 10,000, this only 10,000, I'm going to go home. It never goes like that. Ever. And that is how you should also maybe identify, né? If you want to find out if you are having a problem, especially with substances or gambling, you have to ask yourself, can I go and put in $1 and just go home? Without looking back, without feeling any type of way, without listening to the sound, you just go home. If you can do that, then maybe you don't have a problem. But if you can't do that, if you can't put in your dollar, play, and then just go and not be concerned about what is happening on the screen, eh? Then you don't have a problem, maybe. But if you are walking and you want to just see, you want to just check, you want to, there's a problem there. So these are ordinary ones most. So now this auntie, she was sharing a room with my friend that, my then friend, right? They were sharing a room together. Now, this was her first day and this was like her first like group and everything was new for her. So they were banking together. And she says, like, the lady is not going through anything. Like, there's no withdrawal, there's no mood swings, there's nothing really that is happening to the auntie. So I was a bit scared because now me, I'm going through my alcohol withdrawals and I'm angsty and I'm sweating and I'm shaking and all of that, really going through withdrawal. And here this auntie is and she's just reading her books and a Bible there and she just seems comfortable, you know? So she's like, oh, I just decided that let me just face the other side and just try and soldier it out. Now, if you have been in recovery, like in real recovery, where you decide that this is what I want for my life, man, you know, Nekucha, they sweating. I don't know now about others, but they buy alcohol. You sweat, you have body aches, you have night terrors. And then with me, it was 6 months. I had the 6 month alcohol dream where every single dream that I'm having there, I'm being held down by my friends and they are forcing me to drink alcohol. I even had the dream of accidentally drinking alcohol. Like literally, and those were dreams that I had for like 6 months, like on a regular, like clockwork. Every time I close my eyes, somebody's holding me down to put a bottle of beer, nice and cold. It's even having like frosts. You know, I do miss it, guys. I do miss it, but I know it's bad for me, but it doesn't help. It doesn't take away from the fact that it was an enjoyable moment. Chill. Talaga ito numalod naman. Neway naman. Yay! Oh. Tukada na na. You know, kala siya. Tukada na na. Eh. Totonun din de tokora. Si para si siya, siya fresha na. Den alo wafa, wafi gonu inya dengwa. Eh, mala. Yeah, that is life. So,
So basically that is how it goes down, especially now with alcoholism. So this auntie, so my friend looks the other side and she's going through her motions, you know, she's thinking about her life and she's thinking about, you know, where did she go wrong and all of it. And as she's thinking about her life and all of this, now she hears sounds. Like you. When you spell VSN? Alrighty. When you spell VSN, Mar, this is what went down. So she hears sounds. And it's like, It's like, my dear. Good evening.
Demetrius.
Hey.
I know you romanticizing. Fantasizing
about. Yeah, manja julu ko bila. Especially today.
Yeah. What is, okay, before I ask what the topic is.
I'm talking about lust. What do you understand about lust?
I asked what the topic is.
We're talking about lust.
Okay, before I say anything on lust, I would like to share with you that, sure, you know what? You know that it is weird if you speak to somebody and then you have to talk to this person when they're in office. You have to...
Like two different personalities.
To remember that, you know what? We are in office and this place is official.
Yeah.
But anyhow, before I go on to last, I'd like to share that as you were talking about Toka Dewaina and all that, you know, one reaches a point where something has to give, something has to change.
Yeah.
Either for the worst, either you leave it and nothing is done, or either something is done and things change for the better. And everything is in our own hands. Everything is in our own hands, and I realize that I don't have the type of time for the things that I used to make time for. So now my priorities have become different. They've become more realistic. Not more realistic, but
realistic.
They've become realistic. I would like to listen to the radio, you know, for example.
Like an old man, yes.
But...
And a young person?
Yes, but I have so many responsibilities, you know, that I have to come by and fall into normal routine without the addiction, craving, and past life traumatic experiences that have altered my way of being and my way of doing things. Every day in life is, we are learning from the day we are born. We learn how to speak, walk. When you grow, you learn at school, you learn life, you learn about women, getting married, you know, we're learning. So, then you continue on the other side with what you're doing. So now I'm thinking about, I'm also having this lust for radio, you know? Mm-mm. I mean, this last for...
Aye, I know.
For 9 to 12 to participate, to listen to that laugh. You don't know if it is coming or going.
I know.
It's a craving.
It's not the same. Just 9 to 12, and then after 12, I'm good.
And on Saturday, 1 to 4.
Come on. I know, man. No, it's not like that.
You balance it so it doesn't, you change it from last to normalcy.
I'm not gonna go with it. Like,
And also leads on to other things, not just,
you are just trying to keep inside the conversation, and then you are just saying your own things, and then to mix them again, and last, you're like, how? Yeah?
So now,
and last, but not least.
So now, I have also realized as you were speaking that there was a lot of lust in my life, you know, lust for my things that I was addicted to. Let me claim on my...
You cannot claim on your letter. Your letter is very misleading. Your letter is going south. Yeah?
No, me, I want to be an Uncle Buena Strela.
How? No, guys. No, well, last time is sexual. It's sexual, please. I don't want to listen to your things. How? Okay.
Don't tell me. Last is when you are overindulging in something that is unhealthy. Capinario balance. Your mind is filled with this thing. You just think of it all the time. I want to understand lust like that. I think it is just often associated with sexual
desire. It's only.
Yeah.
Other things are just cravings and obsessions. They have their own name.
No, you can lust for food, you can lust for...
It's a strong craving for sex. How? Say.
Because sex,
okay.
Lust, she makes it go or she moon and then you get this strong, intense desire for it and everything else.
Lust for power, you know?
Yeah.
Lust for dirty words. Strong words. Yeah.
Then they don't know how to speak normally again. You know? Lust is when you...
A deep craving.
Yes, a deep craving. And it starts eating you up from the inside where everything else that you are supposed to be wanting on a normal level loses because... All your whole energy goes on that one thing that you are lusting for.
Yeah.
Be it beer, be it alcohol, be it drugs, I mean, be it women, you know, be it men.
Yeah.
Gambling, you know. Work also.
Work, yeah.
The type of work you do if you drink too much.
But when we look at the term lust in itself, I feel, yeah,
It's already just there by coitus for me. Like, ow. I'm lasting for chocolate. You're like, ow. I'm lasting for chocolate. You're like, ow. What do you want to do to the chocolate?
Mm.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not there.
You're at other places? When,
Yeah, I'm taking it on a deeper aspect of the world, you know? Because for me, I'm in a space right now where I'm really getting over my lust for things that are unhealthy, you know? I used to be lusting over a certain something for a very long time, and I'm talking about years. So I'm slowly finding my balance again to lust over things in a normal way, to be able to manage this lust and to control it so it does not overtake me, overpower me, so that my mind, from the moment I wake up, I'm not only having this deep craving and deep hunger to acquire or to get, desire to get this thing, whatever it may be, so that I can also know that there's no bread at home, you know, I have to breathe, you know, I have to live, I have to love other people. You know, I have feelings that I have and emotions that I have to feel, you know. Because now if my whole being is overpowered by this lust for a certain something, I will not be able to feel feelings that are normal, that are important for survival or to continue living normally. Yeah.
Okay.
But since now,
That one is a tiring activity. Even when you're talking about it. But
apparently, when you talk about it too much, you don't know a lot about it. Don't talk about it.
They don't talk about it because it's an intimate activity.
Yeah, it's intimate.
Yeah, and people make faces, no. It sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when I hear the term lust, like, I cannot, under any circumstances, associate lust to anything else. I can't say, like, oh, I'm lusting for work. I'm lusting for the word of God. I'm lusting for the word of God. You're like, I think it's because...
It is us as human beings that have taken out the real meaning of lust and just associated to one thing.
But even the Bible also just put it there. Don't lust after your neighbor's wife.
I think that one is the one that is misled.
Yeah, it's the one that misled all of us.
Don't lust for things that are unhealthy. You know? Put in a wife.
Yeah, so it's infidelity and adultery. So we associated it to sex from there, from the Bible. The Bible is the one that misled us. Because now, when we listen to these words, right? When you hear lust, you're just hearing commandments, which are, don't lust after your neighbor's wife. You're like, lust. Lust. It's
even the word itself, like.
It just sounds like.
Sounds like that. Like, whoa.
Like, even if you just ask yourself, even if you just say, right? Oh, I'm lusting after the word of God. Like, how? How? It's like two it's like words that cannot be in one sentence. Like, how? Lusting after the word of God. I've got this deep craving for the love of God. You know, for the love of the word. And, I have this deep.
But it's not wrong.
It isn't wrong. But because.
very sexual.
But it's because of the neighbor and the wife, man.
The material. Before we proceed, I read somewhere that 3,600 or something HIV infection.
No.
And of these people, 2,000 were women.
Yeah.
Women are infected.
Women are busy.
Why is the women number higher than the men?
But they never talk about that. They only want to talk about men's suicide rate.
If the men are really the ones that are full of lust.
Let me tell you. Say, a woman, you will never see anything bad about a woman. The only woman that you see anything bad about, right? Is a woman that allows you to see, allows you to see her in a true form. And usually her true form comes out when she's angry. And when there's no need to pretend anymore because this relationship, we are just going to fart in the toilet. Like, let's just not get to start, But, most women never get to that comfortable state. Most women are conniving. Most women are liars. They play innocent. And that is why you can even find, that I can, majority of my listeners are women. Majority of my callers are men. Do they not hear what I'm talking about? Even things to just, right, help the next person, they don't contribute. It's a handful. It's a handful of women that actually contribute on conversations that are building and conversations that are allowing of growth and change and also transparency. Everybody loves my truths, but nobody comes and shares their truths. Only a handful. You guys come through because you guys are truthful. One pop your shield. But now a woman, even if she's like literally, we can be here saying, yo, so they are a gang of us that are about to get married, right? And we have no idea and we just need guidance. I'm telling you, you go and get married without guidance. You get married with guidance from dudes.
Yeah.
The women, as if the women are not married. They will not come and share the good. They will not come and share the bad. They don't come and share nothing. They just want to consume. Oh, matriya konding mole shili man. How? Eh? It's not to bash or to bulldoze, right? But it shows that women are not willing to actually be transparent because most of them are so afraid of being hurt.
Yeah, truth.
And they don't want to stand in their truth, but they also want to do this thing of reverse psychology where it's, I don't need to share my business, but you want, right? You go onto radio to go and hear about certain topics because you want information.
Women are the ones that are always on social media.
Yeah.
Just looking.
Welcome to my channel. Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, they're the ones with private. They are the ones with private what. They are the ones with private what. Everything is just private, like private parts. Everything is private except private parts, maybe, sometimes.
Sure. Even if you look at John Terry, the reality show of exchanging phones,
yeah,
it's just women that don't want to
to follow
or want to give the phone swap thing. Men are very fast. Okay, take it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the women.
And the things that you find there.
A phone is a private thing.
Why is it private? Eh? Private. Yeah, a phone is a private thing. Oh, okay, but your body parts are not private, 40. Eh? Your temple.
A percentage of your
And you know what? Some person, some woman will still come and twist that truth and make it say, and say that it's the men that is infecting them, and because the men have multiple partners. Oof. Like the 1,000 men infected the 2,000 them. Because the one, because the 1,000 men have at least 4 or 5. They all want to do that.
They don't want to take accountability. Mm-hmm.
The only woman.
Men have become bad beings.
Yeah.
Because of their truth and they are willing to share to make a difference.
Yeah.
That is used now against them.
Mm-hmm.
By the people that are private.
Yeah. You know, private. Let's just keep it here. Let's be private. You know how you can tell, ne, that this society is so messed up. You can tell that this society is so messed up because you find someone is fully married to somebody, fully, ne? Fully married to somebody, fully engaged in that relationship, fully there, right? And there's nothing on their social medias that says that this person is married. Nothing. Nothing at all that says that this person is married. Not a picture of Habibi somewhere, not a vacation, not a memory even, 2 years ago. Nothing.
Not even a child.
Not like, bro, the children, they might be there. Right? And then this guy dies. Love of my life. So we can claim them in death, but we cannot claim them in life. How?
This person was married the whole time.
This person was Kanti, this person was married the whole time. You know, you've given me 11 years of blissful love. You are like 11 over a decade.
And then people use the term that, no, I'm just not a social media person.
I'm not a social media person.
People knowing my things.
I'm not a restaurant person. I'm not an outside person.
But you met on social media.
How?
In a restaurant.
Hey. Yeah. It's exactly that. So even this study that is there, I can believe it. I can believe it because I know that people are sexually promiscuous. Women are sexually promiscuous. The only thing that sets you aside, right, is men are naive. Men think that the women that they are having are flowers.
Let me paint a clearer picture.
Let me first tell you about the flowers you guys think you are having.
Before you continue,
I also want to talk about flowers.
Yes, let me also bring you the plant pot so you can put in your flowers.
Okay, cool.
If you go now in town at those corners, you'll not see men.
Is there no market for them? There's a market.
Are men not suffering?
Are they not going to school to pay for education?
Excuse. But it's just women.
At Checkers Corners.
Find me one, so I can.
That is also just standing there in his booty shorts.
Ah, Shiri, yeah.
But the men are the customers.
Even just long trousers.
Mm-hmm.
Even just long trousers because they are Muslim. Also women that are willing to pay for these services.
Mm-hmm.
But Shiri, it's just the women.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
It's because we lie. Mm. We are very deep there by the lies. Check, ne? The thing that is killing you guys. Checkmate, my dear checkmate. The thing that is killing you men, right? Is the fact that you guys, ne? Your whole mindset is wrong. And it's okay. It's okay to have the mindset that you are having because it works.
Why insulting us?
No, you guys think women are flowers. You guys think wife is an egg.
My woman is a flower, me. Mine.
Uh-huh. But everybody thinks like that. Even the one that is not having a flower, the one that is having a cactus. Succulent.
So,
even the one that is having a cake test is thinking, oh, it's a flower. Yeah, no.
Can I ask cake pieces do flowers. I've not seen flowers on the cake.
Look at this one. But they also flower. Porcupine.
My pet.
So
I want to make a porcupine a pet.
You want to make a porcupine a pet. So what happens with an analogy of a flower, right? Is that you guys, if you guys paid more attention, right? Then you guys would notice that the flowers that you guys are saying is a flower, ne? Is a cactus. Because you don't even notice the bruises that this person is putting on you because you are under the notion that this person is a flower. You guys think that a woman is a nurturer, a woman is a caretaker, and if a woman ever cheats
not
on you.
Enough, buddy.
Oh, bro. You think that a woman is a woman is somebody that's supposed to take care of you and love you and honor you and that's your weakness is your strength. Hold the line.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch. Good evening, best friend. Eh?
The Matriarch.
Eh? No problem.
I'll keep the...
But I wanted to just explain quickly, ne? The flower.
Okay. Let me allow.
All right. So what happens is that you guys have this idea of what a woman is. And the minute she comes into your life and you love her, right? Regardless of what you're doing and you love her, you put her on this pedestal. Now this pedestal is the same pedestal that doesn't allow you to see shady behavior. It's the same pedestal that doesn't allow you to see things as they are being displayed. And also, 90% of the time, right? You believe everything. You believe everything. Like, oh, where are you? Like, I know. I'm just gone to go and visit in Tsumeb. I'm visiting my cousin, you know? And even when the person is there, there's no shady behavior, right? But it's not because, right? She's cheating out of emotion. No. They also just want to get piped. Yeah. You guys think that you are the only ones with feelings. You guys think that we have sex out of emotions. Like, do you know how many women... Do you know how many women have had sex with people that they've never called again? Thanks. Do you know? Do you know that all these players are created by some girl, ne? That didn't care about them. Like, eh? All of this. This is all just bruised ego. For every player that you are saying, ne? There's a girl that doesn't even remember his name. This guy that you are crying over, love of my life, oh my goodness, why doesn't he want me? He was created by Linda. Linda said, thank you so much, but you gotta go. You're like, what you mean?
Why are you getting cold?
That one. Say, what you mean? Like, why do you cold so much? You're like, what? Like, yeah.
I know such things.
Like, but
where
then...
Where a guy meets this girl.
Yeah.
And this girl is all the...
You are the wife that I want. Like, nah, I'm just not in my wife season.
And then you get to enter straight, the guy gets to enter straight. And then after that, like, oh, okay. I think you have to go, you know?
Yeah.
Now the guy doesn't know, I know.
The worst part is that you're still fully naked and she's handing you your clothes.
Did I not enter correctly?
Oh my goodness.
They used the wrong,
like, is there something that they did? Even, like,
no, you know, it was
nice. Just, thank you so much. Like, what?
Yeah, I just wanted to know how you are, you know. Oh. No strings attached. Why are you catching feelings?
How? That time you are holding your t-shirt on your chest like a girl. Like, you know how the girls hold the t-shirt? With a blanket. You're still in her sheets. You're like, what do you mean? Did I do something wrong? It's like, no, don't worry about it, princess. You're like, wait, what? Did she just princess me? It's true.
I'll call you.
They're like, no, I'll call you. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. And I'm telling you, the minute you step downstairs, hi, you're like, whoa. Like, whoa. Like, let's just, I know, let's see where things go. Ha. Huh. Like, it's like being played by yourself. You're like, wait a minute. Like, what is this? Like, and women, and men think, ne? That it doesn't happen. Because then they have a person that loves them, or what. But it could be, ne, that this person that loves them, right? He's just doing that to others.
But yeah, these women on the streets want to tell me they don't have partners.
They have husbands.
This guy is, poor guy is just at home.
I'm coming now.
Oh.
I work at the service station.
I think even at some point, you know, when you start doing, you are employed, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, you are nervous, you are anxious because you don't know the people at work. Oh, you know, mm-hmm. They're just there for employment. These women standing there, and also the ones that are standing on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I think later on you start enjoying your work, and it's not even about
you. You learn, like, my mother-in-law is a nurse, and we have a lot of conversations. So she said one time they were doing, like, there are patients that come, and they were doing some tests, and they were doing what, general checkup, like women general checkup things, right? And now she's like, oh, no, nanye. And then apparently this girl, ne, that's a prostitute, she literally says, kuchasia tu nangalwa. Literally, they figured out tactics even. You enter straight, me, I move right, you nut.
Yeah.
Eh? You paid for nothing. Now you're always angry. There was a friend of mine that had an experience with the ladies from the corner of the street. And he was like, it's not even enjoyable because it doesn't even last. It's like a 2 second thing and then it's over. It's like they have a trick to just, you just got there and it's over now.
Then you must pay again. So.
And then exactly. That'll be 400. So exactly. So at the end of the day, right? Men don't assume this. Men assume that they're in relationships with eggs and flowers, and they are really in relationships with caskets and cactuses. That is really what's going down, and it's also that thing of saying that when women cheat, they cheat out of emotion. That's a lie. To be honest, that is a lie.
We are all human beings.
It's a sometimes on that like a good damn woman. What's that? Straight. And then some people think that, like, oh my goodness, she could never cheat on me. Like, especially like blessed people. Blessed people think, ne, that they are gods that are walking with magic sticks here. But they've never asked their partners, ne, what is the thing that you really prefer in your life? Eh. Some people like foreplay. Yeah. Some people like what. Some people even like them smaller. So now your person goes and cheats, and one day you catch them, and then you catch the other guy with his pants down, and you are very offended. You're very offended. Like, you are leaving this for that. And then she says, he makes me happy. You're like, but mine is bigger.
You'll want to go cut it.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you what to go and cut it. You're like, ooh. Like, is this what makes you happy? You understand? But when we talk about coitus within our black society, I don't know about other societies, but within our black societies, coitus conversations are a taboo. And that is why nobody knows the sexual preference of their partners. Nobody explores coitus. And that is why weird addictions are born from coitus as well. And we don't acknowledge those ones because they are normalized. And also, they are so well hidden because people miscalculate others. Men miscalculate women. They all, like, all men think, is that women cheat out of emotion. If a woman is cheating on you, it's because she wants to cheat on you. Full stop. She's not cheating on you because you did anything. She's not cheating on you because you are a bad guy. Nah, brah. I can't hear you.
She just wanted something else.
My dear, she's cheating on you because she wants. Why she wants it, we don't know. Right? It could be because she's bored, she's lonely, she wants to use this person. It's like it's really
for
just
rent.
Yeah, you know, for rent, for cell phone, for hair, you know, or for even for entertainment. I'm using you for entertainment, to entertain myself while my partner, like, say now, right? Your partner is out there and he's doing the worst, right? And you start fraternizing with somebody else. You're not fraternizing with somebody else because your partner is doing the worst. No. You're fraternizing with this person because you want to do it. But now you are better.
You have been liking that person.
Now you have an excuse. If you're ever caught, right, you can say, but you're never at home. You're never around. You're always just working. You're always just, but you are enjoying the money. You are enjoying the money that comes from the work. You don't say that, I hate this bed. I hate these blankets. I hate this Mercedes we are sitting in. I hate it, really. You're not saying that. But apparently I must not go to work. That is the reason that you're letting this other guy pinja. Or this other guy entertain. It's because you want to entertain yourself with male company. Because you have friends and sisters.
If it's... Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Women,
yeah,
the last edition.
Okay,
women sleep around
mm-hmm.
because women have been under the notion that men must do everything, right?
Mm. Men sleep women, around because they want to sleep around,
yes. So now they go sleep around for meat, they go sleep around for protection, they go sleep around for resources. Then they sleep around also for love because deep down they're also looking for love, you know.
And they go and sleep around for a hit. Like,
women are confused.
Women are not confused. They are more calculated than you guys. You guys literally, you guys only sleep with women, for coitus only. No benefits whatsoever. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As I was saying, men sleep around for no, it's like, for no, it's just, Oshima, she'll take your fun, you know? And women have found that loophole. Women have found that loophole, and in that loophole, that is exactly where the Jedi begins. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather, shall we?
Ouli mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma akuro yokupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningi kwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahe tatu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Ulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147116. Mwamberewa kono rahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about lust. And I was telling you a story about the lady that went to rehab, right? So, friend,
U friend at the time, please, because we are no longer friends. U friend at the time is just hearing groans and moans, like, is the lady okay? And then in the middle of the night now, is the lady okay? Like, because she finally fell asleep because she's most now there to battle her own demons, right? So she finally fell asleep and then she woke up to the moans and the groans, like, I, we can't. What is happening? Is the lady having like a spiritual attack or host it? How? For her to turn around slowly, Moss, you turn around slowly just to see, because you also, if it is something spiritual, don't want to wake up the spirits to also come inside you. So you wake up slowly, you know, you turn slowly, slowly just to peek, which are what's happening. And it's dark, right? So it's those nights where the moonlight is also coming in a little bit and you just see the person, like basically this auntie is in position. And this auntie's problem, Kanti, the reason that she is in the facility, the reason that she is in rehabilitation, Kanti, she is a sex addict. How? Now, she's watching this lady literally take herself to town, you know? She's taking herself to town and it just, like, later on, it started, like, subtle. It was subtle at first and then later on, you know, most excitement and what? Yeah, it just went skyrocketing and it was now just full blown, like, I'm doing this and I don't care who's there and the blanket fell off and there my friend is looking at this woman. This senior woman, and keep in mind, if I'm saying like something like 10 years ago, or even more than that, like maybe 12 years ago, right? That is 22-year-old somebody, 22-year-old somebody watching a grown man, a grown woman masturbate. And she's shocked out of her mind. So she just lays there paralyzed because she doesn't, like, it's very awkward for you to move when somebody is doing something uncomfortable like this. And especially, I think also when it comes to such things, it's usually an age thing. Like it's a big auntie man. Somebody that's in her 40s chasing 50, right? You are like, oh, I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to make a sound. I'm just going to lay there. And this is most fight or fright mode. This lady is literally busy and then she climaxes and then she gets up, washes her hands, wipes herself off and then goes to bed. And now Mugal is thinking, okay, so maybe it was just an urge, right? Maybe it was just an urge. Maybe it was just, maybe the person is missing her person, or let me just leave it. I'm telling you, in that one night, in that first one night that she's spent bunking with this auntie, this auntie went to town at least 10 times. At least 10 times. And she's like, that's now in between the time that I woke up at some point, but I can count that it was like 10 times or more. And I'm thinking like, no man, people don't do that. Not unless it is what? It is an addiction. Now, this is a story that is unrealistic to many, because I think we idolize women and we put them on this pedestal and they are most flowers, right? So flowers, they don't do that. You know, men do that. You know, when we speak about masturbation, we hear the slogan of a young teenage boy with a sock and cream in his room and crusty socks, crusty old socks under the bed. That's the image that we have, or at least that's the image that the movies have painted, that's what happens. It's not a young girl that is going to town on herself. It's really not that. It's a young boy. It's a young boy and it is that's what he's doing. And this was odd now to see a whole Oshiwambo auntie, like a whole Vambu auntie, and this is her problem. So this is like 10 times during the night, right? And then tomorrow morning, they wake up and, good morning. And it's like, hey, good morning. Like, how did you sleep? And she's like, oh, I slept through the night.
didn't hear nothing. She didn't say that, but she's like, I slept through the night. You know, I'm going through a lot and what. And then the lady's like, yeah, me too. I'm also going through a lot. And she's like, ha, you are going through a lot. You, eh, just having fun there. And I, when we look at it, right, we can see, now we can see the fight, right? Because she's there for that problem and she sees it as a problem. Now, if somebody is going 10 times, right, then you're like, is it high libido or high drive or what is it? You understand? Because this is not an addiction that is at the forefront of anything. And it's not an addiction that, a lot of women are coming out with. That, yeah, you know, we must stop this. We must stop that. It's just that's just what it is. And she noticed now, which her roommate disappears a lot. And she figured that, oh, so when she disappears a lot, she's always going to take naps because she's not feeling well. And she'll come back and there's like, no, I took a pill. I took a Disprin. I took a Panado, you know? And she comes back like after 30 minutes and then disappears again after an hour. And she figured like, oh, so it's serious. So that is the characteristics, right? Of addiction. And you can see now when you don't understand something, you can see where you can misplace it, and you can see where you would not think it's a real thing up until you see it in motion. Now, when we are looking at it in motion, we are looking at somebody that needs assistance because this thing is basically ruining her life. How is it ruining her life? It is the amount of times that she has to disappear because there is an urge. Now that urge in itself is no longer pleasurable. It's no longer fun. It's really just something that she has to do, or something that is controlling. You know, it's controlling. Which is, do this. Like now. It's just clitoris. Tuna. And I think that is one of the worst kinds of addictions you can most probably have, because that one you don't go and find it at the shop, and it is not something that you can stop. Which I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go to the shop today. I'm just going to stay here, and then I'm just going to sweat it out, and I'm just going to live it out until eventually the noise quiets down in my mind, and I don't have to control going outside. I just have to control, like, it's not like that, because this one lives here and it's physical. And it's something that becomes painful later. So think about it like a boner, right? Think about having a boner the whole entire time. And the only way to cure a boner is by actually doing the deed or releasing the troops. Like, hint, hint, guys, adult content. It is by releasing the troops, right? So this boner is a permanent thing. Every day, 24/7, 365 is just on you. And it's really just, and it doesn't get satisfied. So now you can understand, oh, she said it's ruining my relationships. Because imagine being a partner to somebody that has that kind of addiction, or shitty, like day in, day out, 20 times, 30 times. It's exciting first, you know, it's exciting first, until later on you're like, oh, wow, I'm not a mattress. Can't just be laying on me all day, you know? And men say things like, oh, I just want somebody that's an addict, you know, addicted to me things and just wants me all the time. Hey, what happens when this person really wants you all the time in a literal sense? In, like, literally. Yeah. And as soon as you're like done, she's like, can we go again? Like, how? No. So this was her problem. And this is now where the friend like saw Kuchayo. Oh, it's a real problem. And it's, she spent like 2 days in the same room with her the first night and then the second night. And the second night, she basically heard her through her activities, ne, just crying, like tears, like really just sobbing, which I don't want to do this. Like this can't be my life, you know? And she's doing it and she's doing it in an unhappy way. It's not something that she finds pleasure in. It's not something that she's so happy about. Like, oh, let's go and knock one out for the team. There's no that. It's not like that. And that is why I wanted to talk about this conversation, because I feel like a lot of people are going through life without knowing what their problem is. Ladies and gentlemen, you are having your son in your house, right? And your son is changing girls left, right, and center. For starters, you didn't used to see these girls because you are at work. And then, right, the neighbors, they tell you, which I am mumbolo, in your house. My dear, the girls, as soon as one is being dropped, 30 minutes later, another one is coming, 30 minutes later, another one is coming, and another one is coming, and another one is coming, and another one is coming. And you don't understand. Kucha ano ngo wajan. Like, for real now. Because how do you change girls to the extent that in a day, you are having coitus with three different people? Now, our friends and our cousins and uncles, right? They categorize this as player. They categorize this as tough. Oh, woman guy, hey, you can beg them, right? But is it actually normal? And with most addictions, right? With most addictions, we have a tendency of enjoying. We really enjoy. Because I can't tell you that, I was very sad when I was drinking first at the beginning. No, I can't tell you that it was a sad encounter when I first started drinking. I was so sad that time. Then I just stayed sad and then what? No. It was enjoyment. It was real enjoyment. It was fun. Like, fun. Yeah. It was fun. And then, as what addiction does, addiction takes the fun out of it. And then it becomes an obligation. And then it becomes a coping mechanism. And then it becomes a dose of something that you need to live. And that is why if you haven't had a drink, or if you know any alcoholics, you know that they shake, you know? When they haven't had a drink, they've got tremors. Not the tremors of anxious people, because there are some people that are anxious, and there are some people that have Parkinson's. But you find the alcoholic tremor. I have a friend of mine, or I had a friend of mine that had tremors. Like literally can't focus on nothing at all before he gets that drink. And when he gets that drink, he's functional for approximately 2 hours. And then that alcohol goes and meets the alcohol that's within his system, and then he's knocked out. I'm telling you, somebody that could be knocked out by half a beer or a full beer. Because it's okwaningoshipithiro. And part of his process was the tremors. The tremors like were real. Like it wasn't like our tremors. Our tremors were his most morning time. And you're like, oh, it's not baba last man. Eh. So these are the same things that happen to people of this nature. I want us to all evaluate the people that have a very high sex life, people that have a very high romantic life, and ask if it is actually normal or if it's abnormal. Because,
Now you're going through your boyfriend's phone, darling. Eh? You people, the silent listeners. Hmm? You're going through your boyfriend's phone. And he's not in one other relationship. He's not cheating on you with one other relationship. He's cheating on you with 7 other relationships. And 5 of those relationships are physical. And 2 of those relationships are about to get physical. Plus yourself. So that's 8. And you don't see anything wrong with it. He's just a cheat, bruh. Is he? Is he really a cheat? Or is this a cry for help? But you can't help everybody. But with this one here. This is, if I can say, right? This is the most dangerous addiction one can have. Because in the moment, it's only a few addicts, né? A few sex addicts that can truly say that I stay strapped up. Because if you now have urges for coitus and you are having coitus with at least, right? At least 3 women a day. And let's say, right, that there is nothing else to keep you busy. Nothing else to keep you busy. Maybe there was a retrenchment or you, like, whatever life is throwing at you, but there is nothing to keep you busy and off the streets, right? You mean to say that one person will come and one round will be done? No. Mm-mm. And there are only 3 that come in a packet, no? Most packets only have 3. Most packets have 3, and then like expensive packets have like 2. I mean, like you guys have to come and math me there. But yeah. So you mean to say that this person, that this is your first time having coitus with them, you are really just going to do one time? No. You do 2 times, do 3 times, right? And then your packets are finished. Now, there are no more there's no government aid anymore like that. It's there because I've seen condoms being distributed at the maternity ward. But I think that it's really like just to have pregnant women not get sexually transmitted diseases and to catch anything. But it's not because there's like a vast supply that is for everyone. And in the military, I haven't seen, because I have brothers, right? I haven't seen those military condoms in a very long time. So I don't know if they are still manufacturing or if they've cooled down on the manufacturing. I don't know what's happening there at Condomville. But I do know that they are not as out there as they used to be. They are not as accessible as they used to be. They are expensive. Now, if you have this kind of problem and you've already used your 3, right, on this first one, the second one you text them, Kucha, please pick up. Eh? Please pick up rubbers. Then the person buys the good rubbers. What? They are only 2. Eh? I'm telling you. By coitus number 3, right? You can tell them to pick up rubbers as well. But eventually the rawness will go through. Eventually we're gonna raw dog it. That's eventually. Eventually out of all these 9 hands or these 8 hands, right? You're going to be having coitus with 3 of them raw. Out of these 8 hands, you're going to be having coitus with them, 3 of them raw. And they have their own lives, right? They have their own lives. And now even when you catch it, right? The uncatchable. Even when you catch it, you have no idea who to ask. So now you ask all 3 of them and you are asking all 3 of them, risking being caught in your game. But you never once thought about, is this not a problem that I'm having? Because people romanticize it and people glorify it. People make it seem like it's absolutely cool for you to be picking up girls from the bus stop every day. People think that it's absolutely, you are a stunner. Hey, you are cool to be endangering your life like that. You are absolutely cool. Wow. This is hectic. Yo, this guy, bruh, this guy can beg any hun. And they romanticize this and they make it seem cool. And that is why you never ever, right? You never ever think that there's a problem. You never ever think that, you know what? This thing is ruining my life. Because even if you ask yourself, right? Okay. So you are unemployed and you are having all these girlfriends, regardless now of what the situation is with all of these girls. My question is, are you still standing out as many CVs as you're supposed to be? Are you still walking from door to door asking people to, if there's any jobs? Are you really actively looking for employment? Are you? Are you actively looking for employment or are you preoccupied? And that is the element that, the destructive element. Because when we look at alcoholics, right, we talk about alcohol literally ruining their lives. What is part of ruining their lives? If we were saying this is an alcoholic that drinks every day, that drinks all the time every day, we would say that this person is not looking for a job. This person is disruptive. This person is bringing a spirit of, or is bringing restlessness into the house if this person is an alcoholic, right? Because nobody wants to be picking you up from the gate. Nobody wants to be taking off your shoes, bro. Nobody wants that. And this is what an alcoholic life is. Or this is what an alcoholic's life is. Especially when you have become so dependent that passing out is inevitable. You wake up with scars. You wake up with bruises. You wake up with dents. Good evening.
Demetrius.
Yes.
What
do you, it's a piano. We just don't look at it.
Take with Delambira.
Take with Menu Ameno Conjaloipala. Shasha take Kufala Koshaka Palwa. Oipala Yonanda Yoko Conjala. Shasha Wafato Conjalo Yemombila.
You know, it's so sad, ne?
Don't say it.
No way.
Yeah?
I will say it.
Don't tell me what to do, woman.
This friend of mine.
Yeah.
Enormous young boys.
Of course.
Dabbling into coitus.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
Yeah, at the same time. Nice. Oh, of course, and everybody's beautiful.
And there's no protection.
And control. Mm-hmm.
And it is already known that this lady is not the safest places to be.
You know, she's nice looking, but...
Thank you, leave me.
And then the Congo be like, I sure am, man. Mm-hmm. Oh. Uncle Radhi took one to net, to be honest. Like, woo! Oh. Like, Ngeshingayene, I was on a roll, bruh.
Watching this person walk into the room and this, you can't pull them back, you know, beat them or tie them up.
A finger in the kalji kuriang, man. Opotosi brur, opoto deika.
People think that women are flowers.
Flowers.
And then, but yet.
Porcupine.
When people.
It's not even a flower species. It's an animal.
When people speak of red robots, they're always referring, that woman is red lights, that one.
Yeah, I always associated red lights to periods, but okay. Can't it something else?
It's danger.
Sida. Sida.
It's never associated to men.
Ne, it's Sida. Yeah. Opo, Sida, po.
And also, if one looks deeper into it, really, probably,
yeah.
If now this virus right, entered our country,
yeah,
it entered through a woman.
Okay. All right. Don't accuse us. Somebody's whole wife.
Somebody's person had to pay rent. So European money.
A whole matriarch. She's known for paying people's school fees. Hey. Yeah. My mom is coming now. How?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Poor from there on. This is where we are today.
Mm-hmm. But not necessarily.
And it's just my opinion. I was cut off and MTC doesn't have manners.
Okay.
MTC Wolfman.
But isn't it that when you were younger, or even right now,
people... No, I'm not younger, no.
My dear, senior citizen. And today, Topi chill. Topi Kampala. Like, Topi. Topi. So, Kampala. Kampala. All right. So, even when you were growing up, or even right now, I'm not really sure what you guys discuss right now in your age group, right? Mm. But, when you had more than one partner, did any of your friends ever come and say, like, oh, brah, like, don't have so many girls. You're going to die of AIDS.
No.
Hey, what did they say?
Nothing, like, oh, give me one.
Like, it's just shoes. Like, it's shoes. Come on, no, nobody told me
give
that.
Give me that one, man.
Give
so
me.
Much.
Like, how do you guys give each other? Like, please start sleeping with my friend also. What? Like, can you also start having a relationship with my friends? He also needs, like, oh, what do you say? How do you come to me and say, ndala ne uninge po wa festusa?
Yeah?
Give me one. Like, don't. Like, penge po kamwe man of unava hapu man, brave. I'm ndapumbuike kamwe. So you set them up on a blind date so that she cheats on you or what?
I don't even know how to answer this question.
Eh, because it seemed logical that time. Eh, but now you're like, Pengeo Kamwe. Like, what does that mean?
And during my
give me one.
During Mulek. My encounters, I have never encountered a woman that says, no, where's the protection?
Never, ne? It's always just you tweeting, get a cat and the kucha just a dot.
This is where I was like.
But you have to see them wake up, because none of them, you can even have it in the dark.
Don't
come in me.
How? Only thing that I can recall.
Nobody ever says, don't give me AIDS. Don't give me HIV. Everybody's just don't get me pregnant. How? In the disease?
And people don't talk of AIDS and HIV anymore. I don't know why. But
because
the section of the hospital is they are clients.
They are customers. You know why they don't talk about it? Because they want to romanticize and normalize that promiscuity, and also they want to assist those that have it, right? In telling them that they are not alone, but in doing this, right? They make it seem like it's okay to be reckless. So they say things like, HIV is no longer the death sentence that it used to be. You know, you can live a normal life. So now, if you are hearing this every day, are you not just gonna dive in it thinking that it's not a death sentence anymore, that's it?
Oh, and as much as medication is there also, right?
Who wants to be on medication forever?
There is this, the one you use after, after mm-hmm. you think you have done something wrong by accident, and then the one that you also do before something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one person.
Awesome.
So now,
mm-hmm.
people also don't use this thing. Because if a person cannot remember to flush a toilet.
God knew that we were so never minded, né, that he made some parts of our body automatically close for themselves.
Yes, because you will go do number two and forget to close it.
Oh, shit.
Now, how will you go remember these things to go get them at the hospital?
But Tilamos, fear is a motivator.
You have Papa last that day.
And then they say more 72 hours. Andi yeke mo mandaha.
Anva poa dipoi anve shishibucho
lihutipa. And then you don't even know how to identify which one of them gave you because you have so many, you winner.
Oh. Yeah, drunk also.
Oh.
Or under the influence of something.
Walinoka na Kenya Linda man. Linda.
End up lying to me. And also we are most now also on women that are women are not flowers. Right?
Yes. Yes.
When people talk about witches.
Yeah.
What comes to your mind first?
A woman.
With long hair.
Kulukadzi. But we can also maybe just say that the witchcraft that is there is also just being mesmerizing. It's just witchcraft on its own. Being mesmerizing. Like, wow. Like, wow.
And also another part, right?
Yeah.
When a relationship is ending.
Mm. The nasty.
You know? The man, the guy doesn't really say much. Go to your house, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is always the woman. Yeah, you'll see.
She shall see. No, but usually the woman that says that is a woman that has a lot to lose within the relationship and has invested a lot. And is hurt. Usually the woman that says she shall sin, or you will see, right? Is a woman that invested a lot and thought it was going to be forever. And also it's usually the woman that invests a lot thinking that she's investing for her future. Investing is the word.
They are threatening us right there and cursing us.
I don't know why she. Demurambuena, kucha asane. Otanlowanye. Uchangaya mwende pokuma inanja. Ugh. Ungwe wushishana ana kucha. Linda is not main chick. She's not even side chick. Nde ungwe nguya mosetia Linda. We huroka hemato jimbob. Ugh. Hey!
Uwisikirame kumbafa,
tocheko ketchup. Hey! Yeah? Yeah? Shumateke nilasho.
Irongo, yanu ya itavakano.
My dear, ya kulikoro mapele. Ninga kutawo, ya kulikoro ndunga no nyanti. Whatever. Just don't pick up fruits. Wherever you go, don't pick up fruits.
You guys
are the most, you guys are like being a man, ne? Is an extreme sport, my friend. You should be grateful to your skin, ne? That your skin doesn't break out. Eh? Nenodav. Ngro Nivia. Ngro Detol. Original bar. Tuiko shake me shower dan.
Mo sunlight. Moshiach.
Moshawa. Metemp. We setere no kavasa. Kavasa kasetinim.
While I lip in your
hand. Yantira shan.
You want to say one day you'll not.
Ito jatelungalo shike.
You'll bring for the
You bring for your whole entire clan and the generations after that. If and now people are not succeeding in your family because you have been sleeping with red. Generational curse. The curse of the penis. My dear, you're going to die. Stop this. The caveman. The caveman digging in tunnels. How?
Now that there is no longer there, people are mining other ways.
People are mining other ways. But acknowledging that there is a real problem, right? Is necessary. Because even if you are, if we have to, people don't consider these things, ne? Like sex addiction. They don't consider it as an addiction because, right? You might not be at the extent of paying for it yet. Right? And you are not taking off your clothes. You're not harming anybody, Vati. But if we are looking at what happens in sex addiction, I would say that it's worse than all the other addictions, right? Because this one is something that is glorified. Nobody really glorifies you getting drunk, right? They glorify you buying alcohol, but they don't glorify you getting drunk. Shower corolling now, man. No, nobody, like in the history of drinking, nobody has ever said, Kucha, you are more fun when you are drunk out of your mind. Nobody. Because nobody really wants to deal with somebody that is out of control and intoxicated.
The more women you can have, you know, mm-hmm. the bigger
your ego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He changed Leo.
Number one.
Oof. Number
champion.
One. Champion. Champion. Yeah, champion. Sex champion. And that's the thing, right? It's not like they are not even good at it.
Oh,
it's true. And then you find some that are good at it, but
the thing is, sometimes we must just be real with ourselves.
Mm.
Me, for myself, I had set boundaries, you know, as a young man, you know. Small money, you can entertain and you can get these people to fulfill your desires, right?
Mm. Kiss each other now.
But luckily,
young
growing
people's
up,
parties.
Growing up,
kiss each
in,
other now, you girls.
growing,
like you growing. Guys are romantic. Do you know that people's kids, people's kids came from manga. You people's parties, ne? Part of the LGBTQ community because somebody liked it. I've always just been like this. You're like, is it not because those boys at that party said kiss each other?
Yeah.
Mm.
Some of us are lucky we grow up in a home setting where these sex talks were not taboo. It was like on speaker. A girl is opened out of the room. Hey, where are you coming from? Who are you?
Huh?
What are you doing in my house?
Hello.
No, it's my baby. Jam.
See, what's your baby?
Oh.
You gave birth to this man.
You know, you are shown pictures of what will become of you if.
But you people are most fortunate, you people that have people have parents in the medical field. Me, what will my clerk mother teach me about those things?
So the boundaries that I had put up for myself, right?
Mm.
Because I had noticed that alcohol makes you unthinks, man. Alcohol makes you do bad things.
Okay.
Like you're thinking and reasoning right from wrong. So whenever I go out, right, to drink, Oshiri, my mind already just switches off. No men. Just drinking. Even until today, try to think, oh, this one day I went out and I came back with this girl I met in a bar or a club or anything.
You're just picking them up that you, the ones you know. First you talk to them. Lie to them a little bit. Are you in a relationship? No. I've just been waiting for you.
those ones that
I haven't really been in any relationship for a while because, you know, I was heartbroken in my previous. I've been heartbroken in my past relationship and I've just been working on myself. You aren't the ones you can lie to, you know? And then they tell you the truth about all their lives, assuming that it's true. So well, I can trust you, you know?
Demetria, do you know the feeling that you get that you met someone yesterday and then the next day they are calling, oh, there's something I want to tell you.
What? can we talk about it later? How?
Are you home now?
Yes!
So why would we put ourselves in those bad spaces? Now, this person already had a pregnancy that didn't have a father.
No, I know who the father is. That guy is just bad. Now, why is he not in the best? Now you're calling your friend, Duksa. Duksa, my bro, Diana, Cherine. Which I ek fast ni dar ni me bro. Tegen lich.
Tamu itelo ma patay niya. Oya kumbo no kala ka chin building if you want to go.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Tato, o kumbay. Penny,
no for the guy.
Kumbay. Kumbay, nenga, o kumbay. O kumbay. Ukumbayo yali penikanavi. Kumbinga yinyayo koko malulu.
In your whole family, is that the only one that looks like that? Koka nunga jange patambela yinno.
Kakwashi kano kezimo. Seka tushini manjono yu mazi imeche.
Weke te wanga okana kwe mipurusha. We don't control our addictions.
My dear, check on it, and just because you stepped there, actually now you are just raising lighting complexion kids, my dear. Your mother was dark, your father was dark, even your great grandparents were dark, even the person that you are getting a baby with is dark, even everybody, and then this baby is just dark with lighting complexion with green eyes.
Your family become family in your house with Danny and I know it.
No, it doesn't matter. You know,
it doesn't matter.
There are certain, there are certain situations. Like, have you ever been in a place like in the rurals, right? And you see kids running and kids playing, like Nando Poshana me, you know, see kids playing. And then there's just this one that just, that child just doesn't belong there.
Elizabeth, me, I was in Angola. In my uncle's house there. The kids look the same. Go now, now with the child. Munane come with me. I'm going to get into 200, man. On name, you mean you have a chicken now? The Josh Rumbo, I'm going to be.
Oh, my, to the bay. Double. Hey. 200. Brr. Hey. It's our children. Like, uncle. Kadara kule. Ayo kumeme. And that is what you are like. Ay. Eh? And then they are having these gangster names like, eh? With you. Ma'am, you're like, mm-mm. With your green eyes, mm-mm. It's not with you here.
Dictionary, that bit.
But I think that when it comes to women, yeah, but you guys one is so outside.
That's what I last time.
Yeah, but when we talk about the male addiction or male's perspective of lust, right? Mm-hmm. It's somewhat easier to relate to because the statistics are there and evidence is there and we can see what's happening, right? But mm-hmm. with women,
yeah, even with radio, don't call.
Yeah, with women, it is difficult to identify it because women are so careful.
Women are those kids that don't talk. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing what you are.
Then you ask yourself things like, my mom went angangia. When did she go outside?
Now she's having a baby,
and Tata is still at CBD, M, or whatever. But you don't ask those things most because you think pregnancy is 2 years. And thank you, ancestors. Woo! Dodge the bullet!
I know that my ancestors came through. Hardcore. And I promised myself.
All those times that you slept angry because the girl couldn't come. I'm not coming anymore while you're in the shower, full of soap. Three kosher. Even clean the room and iron. Dude, even iron the bed sheets because this is where it's gonna go down.
Oh,
you disconnect the TV. A TV ambulance tail long.
Yes, you can go straight to the room.
Look at this one, say, yeah. Straight to the room.
Only the one in the room is working.
Only that one. Netflix and chill. Yeah? Now imagine that SMS that say, oh no, I really can't come now. I can't come today anymore. Oh. Oh, they work when I was like, oh. Kandarindale Elizabeth and Naka. But she's the only one available.
I went down the gunning application at Tangit. Desh, Connor, to concentrate on important things.
I'm not talking about psychology so you can understand these people. You're like, Then you go and say, it's because your mom died when you were 10. And then you also say,
I want to go find out what is the most employable occupation currently.
Out there.
Shashi woe.
And remember, statistics change after 4 years, ne? So, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
I can go shoot, cause.
On dead day. Oh, 4 years, sashima she hapu, man. Yeah? On dead day.
So, my task has changed after 4 years, you are not relevant anymore.
Study something that's needed for always. Study human beings.
A friend of mine was asking today, like, oh, friends, I know when are we just gonna sit back and just enjoy, you know? Just when you thought you had it together.
You lose your key. Done,
now you must go back to school again to study.
Yeah.
I know, when does it self-improvement?
Self-improvement is forever. You're never good enough, not even for yourself. Because even in pension, you want to be a PhD so you can be a lecturer. How?
So now it's back to books and reading again.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished self-improving last year.
And then you realize, Kuja, this self-improvement that I did, but Mboli is not the one. But for 4 years, they were telling you it's the one. Yeah? Then you're going to realize Mboli is not the one that I was.
Oh,
I know, that one phased out last year.
Now I must self-improve again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm on self-improvement journey now also.
Of course.
She didn't mention everything that I did is now irrelevant. They're wrong, they're bad. Even my own personal choices, my own right and wrongs are just upside down. So I have to do self-improvement on a personal, professional level as well.
Congratulations to you.
You cannot just be entering straight.
No. Well, don't even do that anymore.
I feel so bad for kids that are in the era now and starting to get intimate now, because maybe back then it was a bit easier.
It wasn't.
There were a lot of rules. You don't bring girls in houses and all those many things.
Did that ever stop you, say?
Huh? No, but there were no cell phones, so
there was a landline. There was a landline. How?
It was minimal.
It was now not it minimal. It was the right dose. No, at your time.
That time it was romantic.
It wasn't romantic.
That's why if you find a guy, a big guy that knows how to write now,
even just cursive. Like, nobody knows how to do cursive, but yet we learn it in school. Nobody uses cursive. Even cursive writing. Bro, even if you write somebody in cursive right now, they will all come back. They will all come back. Because 90% of them don't know how to read cursive. Like, they were not in school.
Is that thing still taught on?
Yeah. You don't see when the kids are learning A, B, C. They learn was three of them on one page, big.
Ten.
No, three of them on one page, like A, B, C. Yeah? then you outline A, and then that's cursive, my dear.
Let me just say if I know it.
I know you know it, maybe. All of us, we left it behind.
But it is just no way. Maybe.
Just like Afrikaans.
Even in South Africa, Afrikaans is not used as much as it's used here. Oof. People don't speak Afrikaans in South Africa.
How? But us.
And it's the Afrikaans state again, no?
Us. Us, we needed to pass for our future. It's hectic out here. Think about your life, my dear. Think about all the bullets you dodged.
I think it's something that many of us don't do.
Yeah.
And mostly me also, I acknowledge that too.
Just think about it, my dear. So let me round up this conversation, sir. Thank you so much for participating.
Tell your listeners to think of their lives. Oh. Are they happy where they are and the choices they made in their lives?
My dear.
And what are they going to do to make it better?
Better. And change. How many times? I've been preaching change for the past 4 years. Change.
Oh, I'm trying to change. I want change.
Change is good. Change is not always bad. It's just uncomfortable. But it's not bad.
It's difficult.
It's not bad.
When there are other things fighting against you, other changing. Forces. Oh,
Nobody really talks about it.
Yeah, I hear people say that. I've been on me. I will move you.
My dear. There are testimonies. There are testimonies, my dear. Everything is possible when we're out here.
The moment you try to change, the thing comes.
Mm-hmm. Could you hear you?
Oh.
Don't want you. Hey, hey. Don't want you doing that. Like, why? How dare you? Anyways, thank you so much for participating, Pops.
Yeah, now I have a question.
Okay.
I want you to find out for me about wet dreams.
Mm.
Right? Is a wet dream a natural thing or is it a spiritual thing?
With wet dreams, right? It is biologically natural, but it depends on where you were at in terms of your emotions and in terms of your body.
Yeah,
if you are a young boy, right, and you are hitting puberty, then wet dreams.
Grown up.
Then wet dreams are natural, like thereby by being a young boy. But then when you are a senior and you are having coitus, right? And, or you are having coitus within your dreams and you ejaculate. What we look at from a psychological perspective is we look at where you have been emotionally and if you have been, if sex is in your subconscious. Right? We look at when last did you have coitus and do you want to have coitus and what's up with that coitus that you want to have, right? And with whom and what is stopping you from actually having the physical thing. It could be that you are dreaming about somebody. It could be that you have somebody in mind. It could be that it is lacking. Yeah, it could be lust. It could be that it's something that is lacking within your life and it's manifesting itself through your emotions and your body is basically pleading with you to engage because you can't miss something you've never had.
Yeah. Now can it be?
And then, And then there is the spiritual realm where people use it, right, as a form of witchcraft, a form of spiritual things, like witch things, like ritual things. So it can also be used in that element. Because also, you have to keep in mind, right, the most sacred thing that you have, as a person, as a being, is bodily fluids. That is why I keep telling men that stop, and I say this for men because I'm a woman and I know that women are naughty. I've never met a man that says, oh my goodness, I'm going to take your bodily fluids to somebody. like, never. And I've had a gang of male friends, but I've never ever sat with a gang of males and they're telling me that, oh, I'm just waiting for her to sleep so I can take her underwear to the witch doctor. They don't even know where the witch doctor's house is, right? The only time men go to witch doctors or traditional healers or herbalists, right, is when, yes, what assistant sana, or she meet a shesika ma, or there is a problem ma, like those kinds of things, right? But it's never to keep a woman. Have you ever seen a man that puts a woman in a bottle? It's very, very rare, but they're by women, right? They're by women because women don't have bodily fluids like that. Now, what you guys do is you guys sleep with random people and then you guys ejaculate all over the place because you guys are most now not using protection and all of that. You guys are ejaculating everywhere and people take your bodily fluids. They take your bodily fluids and this is what they go and do. It doesn't have to be much. It could just be like, I just take a little towel, a little, when you're looking the other side, right? I volunteer to clean and you think like, oh my God, she's such a clean hun. Like, look at her washing my pillows and my stuff. You know, Marakanti, that bed sheet with your bodily fluids and her bodily fluids, right? That is the same thing that I'm taking most now, which are, this person, I want this person to be like this and this person, I want to do this. It's just the same. It's just the same as blood. Blood is very
this
sacred.
This girl that like to take men's clothes. Now he's gonna wear these.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have this one.
Yeah. Like personally, like my mother, right? My mother stops, right? My mother stops my brothers from sharing clothes with their girlfriends. This thing of somebody's coming for the weekend and she's wearing your clothes, right? There's something there. And, you know, my mom was exiling in Zambia. She says there's no person that is more naughtier than a woman. Tomorrow you're following Agnes. Agnes, please. Agnes is not even fire. Mara Agnes or Inhara Mem. And the worst part is that you can't really undo that thing. So when Agnes is done with you, or she opeke with your popo Agnes, and you don't know why. Agnes amitikirwe. I'll forgive her. Because even me that other time, na amanda indeninga nai, and she forgave me. Agnes okwamitikwa man. That means Agnes is sleeping with other people without protection. Maropweke uri. Agnes amitikwa loli wild in your relationship. Agnes has 3 kids. The middle one is yours. Which are the middle one is said to be yours, huh? Topi wangane? Can't you are shooting blanks even?
Nothing.
Eh, topi wangone? This one is yours. Aka naka ninge poneko yaka. You know? But it's bodily fluids. You're having a nosebleed. You are there deep in the village. You are with this person, eh? And she's the one that you could be busy with. Oh, hey, Farapeni.
What do you mean, my dad? Now. We must be careful.
Yeah, you guys must be careful, my dear. The food that you guys are eating, especially now that there's places like Food Lovers. Where there's a whole section of herbs and spices, eh? You are seeing little leaves in your food and you are thinking, this is mixed herbs. Ya fathana. Mixed herbs, nu nyenge sinimo ya fathana.
Ah, minyala, ali.
Ehe.
I don't want this kind of session.
Because you guys are there. We hulani okahem. Onde kun ningiro matumbura. Like, who is this person to you? Is it your wife?
Traditional food.
Eh? Ande kune ngiro matumbura? Oh, ndega hole man, ndega hula nari. Eh? Chashi,
nye... Ngwala jakushipu.
Eh? That's pain. Wega tu minma, kuje?
Kadonai mwene nai kuje na paji.
Eh? But she has energy.
Maybe it's a ghost even.
One of the people that I've interviewed like this year, Julie Art, right? She was talking about a lot of men have gone, right, to her for assistance because they have slept with ghosts. Now, what do you call that? That is not a normal person that is meeting somebody outside and getting to know each other because ghosts don't have cell phones. Eh, and getting to know each other is by getting numbers, talking, texting, you know, using the modes of communication that people that are alive use. It just means that you are going to clubs and bars and picking up strange women and waking up in cemeteries. Nenge waking up next to no one. Change. Hey, you can just wear my shirt. Like, why? And also, it's winter right now, right? All of these girls are going outside with crop tops to go home with your jackets. You are giving your jacket thinking you are being a gentleman. That jacket is the one that I'm taking to the Nganga. This one, I want this guy. This is his personal item.
People bring for their...
Shashi okwatum. And you people, like, iantamba kukuchanya Africa, ka? Like you guys think that just because you guys watch small TV like this and you also sit in classes...
Tara,
Tara, you sit in classes, you sit in classes and in restaurants with a few people of colors. Yeah, you think that you made it in life.
Eating sushi.
Yeah, you eat a little bit of raw fish and then you think you made it. You forget, like, I mean, and it's tired, I mean, in my, so in my, because I, like, all we see is you've been at the same spot for the past 20 years. Nah, bruh, those things will not catch me, But all your friends are married. Stable relationships. You never see your friends anymore. And even when you want to hang out with your friends don't invite you to their houses because low-key their wives are like, no, why do you hang out with that guy? Like, he has no girlfriend. He's like, haronga pengan. Eh? Haningishkan. Like, otazama. Hey. Eh? Ah, those things, they don't touch me. When, top of the voice, when his friends finally are allowed to go outside and play. So he's invited when they are allowed to go and play, but his name is never mentioned at home. Then he comes, me, those nyangis things will not catch me, man. Faith is not enough, huh? Comprehension, understanding. Knowing, that's what makes faith enough.
Tell them.
My dear, yeah. I cook dinner. You are leaving your wife's food to go and eat a stranger's food. And then you even sleep. What if this person is a serial killer and then she just slices your throat while you are sleeping?
No, it When grown-ups are telling you things, you think, this person don't want me to enjoy my life nicely. They did things in the olden ways, and don't go to women's places.
Because apparently you don't like where you are at most. Shashino, nyomuliko mbili. Say now hypothetically, because there are also a lot of people. There are a lot of people that are embarrassed about where they come from. So now you find this hand, ne? Eli koka fleta koko clean vintu kakui, eh? And you don't want this person to come to you because you are embarrassed of the room where you sleep.
Yeah.
And you are forgetting your dignity, your ego, everything you are leaving it, self-respect, you are leaving it behind. There's no circumstances.
You don't even know what is under the bed.
You don't know nothing. Eh? Oko ne ulioko. To video calling a friend.
Give me my
Oh, gero adi kama konsane mwene wajwe. Kone uli ho, to hola ma. Oto nuka kuta ko balkoni. My dear, you guys must think about your lives. Uwi hula ni yoka hema tori. I think that's the funniest image that I have. My uncle used to eat and take off his shirt. Wherever. It, for him, eating in restaurants was really a challenge. Because So he's the type of person that is also going to eat at Aune's. He's going to eat at Helena's. And then, you know, there's a little suspicion there with his death, which there was poison. I wonder where he got it.
People
will not know. Even where to trace. Ngongweako Babylon. All right.
You'll get your things in you'll think it is lost in an offshore account somewhere. Even the FBI can't trace it.
You don't remember where that other t-shirt is. because you have so many clothes, you will not remember even, you'll not, you, now you have five, you have 10 underwears. If I take one, you will not see, you will not miss it.
Me, I'm very iffy, but my partner is very reckless. When it comes to clothes, I will notice immediately something that is used on the body. I just know this thing that was here, even though I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have realized from past teachings that, hello, your things are important. Your things are your things. Take care of them.
But your partner is maybe a nice person.
We listen with
them. Very kind.
Apparently we listen with them, judge. I'll keep this part to myself.
A good person. Why are you talking negative qualities? Thank you so much.
Talk to your students.
No problem. Ciao.
Oh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about lust, right, they say that the true meaning of lust, right, is a strong craving for coitus. It also means a hunger for anything. A hunger is a deep yearning for something, like you are craving it. You really want it. You are lusting after it. Good evening.
Teacher.
My dear.
Good evening.
Is it morning time? No, it's not morning yet. It's still evening. Nami, I'm asking, why are you guys eating at women's houses?
Yeah.
Oh, hot. Why are you guys having many sexual partners?
It's part of our African tradition.
Are you sure?
We were supposed to have so many wives as much as we can.
That's not true.
But due to this Dutch Roman law come in and take out our tradition,
Mm-mm.
we have to do it other way. We have to do it other way.
But that's not true, Anovinga man. That's not true, man.
Do we really need to live in fear with our partners?
No.
If we love them. No, we don't need to fear them. Mm-hmm. Whatever they are going to do to us, it's up to them.
That's why you end up with AIDS. Because it's up to them. You're no kwekwe, sir. You're kwekwe sigila. Yes, sir. Yeah? Wamanihuna. No honey, jiuna, naifayo ya kweni. Ngo unane noka dinae la shashikwa shikwa lia weshitegerela. And then also, you are the first one in your family. Kapu na angwe, shishikucha. Teko ningileke, natu ningile nye nyangwa.
Menyangwa motari. Maro o meme poxi no veno vanuva vanyo gosponga.
Akolokoshi.
They will try by all means to take over. And nande ke nashi esho kuneke kukulifipo.
Kulifiki poro poro. Yeri ne kutere kero mjuhayri momea. Ukukwila kongkanka.
peer pressure from their friends. Okay, don't have a problem. They are very proper.
But that's not true.
Yeah.
We don't sit like you. You know that Uncle Kadine, to be honest, right? Uncle Kadine Budinai. Uncle Kadine onto Ombudinai. Women, ne?
Because they are our mother, they know our weak point from...
Kanakameme. Do you know that women never sit around? What? I've never sat around a group of women, that were talking about Nyangis, Okutura Montu, Okujontu. Mm-hmm. I've never, 34 years of my life, never. Mm-hmm. Mara, Otoshu Waratashi happening.
Zaningwa.
Ehe.
Which means it is instinct, it is in their mind already, natural. Ehe. There.
Shashi no yombudhi ne.
Iyaya
popisha.
Mm-hmm.
Itovuru wakukaya kera kumwa nyoko shujaya shashi no. Aye. You just never suspected it.
From your in-law to
at
do
all.
It to your brother?
At all.
Mara, bachu havalo mbwe wango kome mewabu. Nesive nakuni ngera sani.
You know?
And they will not even tell it to their...
And
the
way we uvite ne, and the way we uvite ne mo relationship, ha?
Mm-hmm.
Opunanga ini ba imwe amvuru kwa agreeing kandishi mo relationship, ha?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we agree that before tunombuto ndishi, let's just stay together. Tapiko kanapatu. We raise our family. You know, there are certain things that you can agree upon. And there are certain things that are just not agree. Like, you can't agree to the things that are being done here. Like, so you are going to ototuramoka anakantu. And this thing, ane, ngwe, nakuninga.
Nakushininga.
Ehe, nakushininga. Shawa lolo kane, mkweni natangu is just deeply in love with you. Pewa to ningin?
Is deeply in love. Eh, no, ono, pewa to ningin na hiu kalene unu nwa aleleke.
Pewa.
You want that man.
Pewa kuline, ewe. Peke ndero every day. Medrek! Medrek, mkwe to man, Medrek. Hey, my bro man, my uncle, let me tell you a story. There's an uncle of mine, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle was, he used to live in the south. So my uncle was in a relationship with this woman, right? Now my uncle was, he was in a relationship with, is the Vambu?
Uh-huh.
Was in a relationship with this woman, right?
Mm.
They all went to the south from the north initially. So they got work that side. Oh, they didn't go together. They just went to meet there. Mara, they are not originally from the south.
They all from the north.
Yeah, they are all from the north. Right? Mm-hmm. So now my uncle started dating this woman and sometimes it was most now. Sometimes we go to your place. Sometimes we go to my place. Especially if there is better lighting and better visuals and better here, we go to the place that is better more than the place that is not better, the place that is not as comfortable. Now her place was more comfortable.
Than
my uncle's place. Because there by my uncle's place, he's there with his brother, his cousin, and his what. It's those things of, if you have a visitor, then somebody must go and sleep somewhere else. And it gets tiring if the relationship is a real relationship. It's only today. But then a relationship on Okoyako weekend, you know? Okay. So he would go and visit. Now, this woman, right? This woman was constantly being followed by the ex. The ex, ane on Hahu, like, he's there at the Medriak. And my uncle was a person that was that was so well decorated. Everybody at his workplace loved him. Everybody in the community loved him. Even there where he went, right? To be, to be with his person, right? The housemates, everybody loved them. Loved him. He was a good person. You understand? Nice, quiet person. Good person. And really this person was just provoking them daily. Every day. Vera hapa puzukara kuchaman. Ndini na mkulukazi wa Mitriak ndiye. Mitriak!
Ataka kufuwa pongini?
Mitriak uwa kufuwa pongini ke London. And he would always try and get physical. Mara or my uncle or Tenya and Amos. Like, you know, block.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day, umatingono kwa fara, undulirwa my uncle, right? Shiri. And until one day where my uncle now got tired and said, kusha mei bro, numenungwe, ndaroro kane, shashinonde kwe anda nare man, you know? And this guy tries to throw a punch and then my uncle just pushed him. Now when he pushed him, this guy is to really just go and die.
Like serious?
Serious. With the ngara poka haraka shona kashona, the tas. He was not beaten like bruised and it was not a fight. Okundurara, like he was just pushed, which I may brew. Yeah? Push. And then he.
Only that I don't know his family members. Otherwise,
Shit. Because he was trying really. And then okundurarakashona, and then he died. So now, right, it was time for trial. It was time to, because now you have committed murder, Ndishi.
Yes.
And the whole community, when we are talking about the whole community, ne? The boss, the community, everybody wrote a petition, everybody wrote letters for my uncle. Kucha, this was self-defense, this one. This was being provoked for a long time, and it was not like Oshirishiri. And then he didn't get jail time. Like that's why I'm talking about it, because I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking, kucha, eh, onungunongwa kukarerara really just like that, ano. Nengre omwishi kuzako village anande, wetoti otashika karas until forever, nde, pefe wakamonane kucha, eh, inohala eh.
And you did not make a U-turn to what you did.
Eh, you know, shunako ukachi ni hala ene mkusamo kakende.
So that's what I'm
thinking it looks like, you understand? So even my uncle's boss and staff, ne, they just took up the responsibility of that man's funeral and really just went to bury him, but everybody was like, ay, untungono unkaho, untungono kwa hinda, untungono kundura. And the relationship didn't even work there.
It continues.
It didn't continue.
Why
kondorongo mos?
Oh.
Awaiting trial. Kwaninga mwarambera eye.
And the lady lost all of
her lovers. At once. Oh. Onsawa changininga man.
Shijune.
Shijune.
But women will accept it within a week. I don't know when to say three.
My dear, within a week you have a new one. Kucha, asano ya haman. Asano ya fa taxi.
So,
shangu nwina hara nguyote kufarelala.
What I realized is that lady, they don't have that true love.
Mm-mm.
And they were not born to love.
Mm.
I mean, they were not created to love.
Mm.
Only men who have loved. Like Adam loved Eve, but Eve.
Asanwa disappear, man. As I know, I disappear. Where was Adam? Epuro. Where was Adam when Eve was eating that apple? Kwale li ponji, kwale li pin.
Ii, kwale akanyanga.
Akanyanga ikano mo shike mo gardena mo gardena munini maiche.
Oh, ii ni me yaiwa nene ne.
Oh, haiwa nene shamuli na karunga. Oh.
Oh, una kanyanga kokoreza.
Ai. Adama kiko kweke nda, la shashosho ekole, kwenda henda.
Oto ange po iko kana voto karu kunde ile pare.
Nikwata, my little sister's name is Nikwata Sheni Ndali Pare.
Oho.
Kwa nyama girl. Nikwata Sheni Ndali Pare. Like what is, like I.
You have to translate it.
I don't touch people's things. I went far.
Yeah, vamo taifa valuki lango no me kululu wa. Onge ningende wa ngenda rukoka na koe ngo edina lunch. It does not mean that. I only name her after my mother.
Agnes.
Yes.
That is I'm sorry for all the Agnes names that are listening. Mara, it's Agnes and Peravia, like those two names. I can't. Agnes. Agnes.
Agnes, what does it mean?
No, it's a name. It's just like Elizabeth, you know? But it's just one of those names that I don't think I'll ever name my daughter Agnes. Agnes Amania. Peragia, me Peragia. Inomonontaruku, inomona Catholic.
Ay, 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 ay.
Redemptorius.
Constantino.
Destorius. Constanticio. Like, what is your name? Constanticio. Then you just know that these people are Catholics from the north.
Yeah.
What is your name? Redemptorius. Like, we're like, redemption, and Denga Zimbabwe cherits. Perseverance prosper.
Oh, good. What is? Yeah, they have good names.
Who?
Zimbabwean.
Who? Ita rukoti na shehuya. But onto tina she. No, no. Aye, otinasha ndishimbela. Tinasha.
From Zimbabwe.
Yes, otinasha la. Aye. Oma di no makwao. Aye he. Oh, perseverance, Sarah, no desire. Eh?
Yeah, they have those good names.
Good names in English, ane. I'm holding my mom. Can look around on our new. Who's the Hongo Mundo Kukumba? Who's the Hongo Mundo Kukumba? Even if I ever, like every single time I have to, like, say my name, I always have to say it in a Herero Topi voice. What's your name? Oh, the Hongo Mundo Kukumba. Who is the Haurongo Nokuhari Kan?
What is your name again, Miss?
Oh, the Hongo Mundo Kukumba.
That is your full name. That is your name.
That is my name.
And in short?
Udeo.
Udeo.
AKA Uju. Inoshiwambo with the Waurongonto Kugarikana. And then they abbreviated to Uju.
Uju.
With the who? So it's Udeu.
Udeu.
Udeu. Inoshierero. My name is Udeu. So just think about it.
You are Ovambo Vambo Herero. Sure.
So if we put my name in English, what is my name in English? Difficult.
Guys.
Now everything is just a fight.
Everything is just a fight.
In life. And don't know Alukirenga, you know, Agnes. You know, just something chilled.
Oh.
Ndahafa. You know?
Always.
Uju aulongo no kwa alikan. No kara unengono.
Yeah, ona kwa yuka kujua po ilikani. But it's good. It also tells you that once you find yourself in difficult situation, then you have to...
A reminder to pray, eh?
Yes. You have to ask God to intervene in that situation.
Intervene like my name. That's the prayer that I'm going to have tonight. Intervene like my name.
Yes.
Yes. Marosho nengaga, shashiri poshoka. So people, like, what do you think when you hear sex addiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you picture women being sex addicts?
Sex addict.
Mm-hmm.
Do they, if women can be addicted by that? Oof, maybe. Can be.
Maybe.
But what I realized is that our women, maybe if they are involved in this prostitution, how do you call it?
Prostitution?
Maybe they will be addicted, or maybe they are doing it for survival. sacrifice somebody, man, then they are struggling in any way. There's no other option. Maybe they are addicted there.
Anuige ne nyang ke ilandis. asane ne. Onu tamu tuinana mwangi.
Cha.
Ike ya mkalandis anyene. Ngele atu heyo tapumbu eninga imbalu wa muno high employment. Ucha nye, you people are even worse because you guys are the majority of the unemployed.
Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be the supplier.
You are supposed to be at the corners of the streets, Mazaru Shoji.
Aye.
You look among it.
But I had said there are some men who are involved in that.
But it's usually just with other men, the ones that you have heard of. I'm talking about really just your market. Your market is just Mitriaka or Esther or Monica.
Yeah.
Why are you guys not selling your genitalia?
Ah, we are men. We can't do such.
Tembia to land is what's a name that Tokoka now and Ningongin?
Tokoka?
Ndielundu man.
Will they get, if men start such a practice, will they get customers?
You people will get customers. Do you know how many single women I hear you? Ano akuruka di enyota hokarapu ko foreign ako ikanongere nani.
Yeah, but they come with romantic ways.
They come with romantic, ne?
Yes, that's some of the reports. What my time with you? What time with you?
Osho. Mushishukucho muri mo demand anai.
We are not in demand.
No, the reason that you guys here mweheka kurukadhi is because you guys know that you are in demand. Because you can have five of them. You are in demand. If you, as one man, can have five women that are committed to you, right? You can start a prostitution business.
Even among those five, they are being activated. Which one to activate in this month?
Then that shows, right? That if you guys wanted to be prostitutes, you could have been, you could have been prostitutes and have a really high market. More than the $10 ones.
It's not even allowed in Namibia.
It's no, that's what I'm saying, Kucha. The women that are being are doing it, right? It's not because there's nothing else to do. Aye, it's not because they cannot sell chips and cookies. Shijai. Aye.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do any other job. This is the one I want. And maybe it could have been out of addiction as well.
That can be out of addiction.
Shashi, if you do something long enough, Oshimotoshi,
It's the end of the month.
Oh, customer. Yeah.
Genocho kwa parula na.
And on the man and I am the John Long. It's like a typing job that she's talking about. Which and then delete and the type of my panjo regi.
Wamana. Wamana in the.
Before the party, we're going to man.
Ni my wife, upon what I jar and I.
Linda, how cut I have a male who see at Kulusi Takuiwa? Oh,
another customer.
Was this one, eh? Man,
very, very.
Only now, come better, almost wearing a tattoo. She tassiki po. Tassiki no kulikuel, eh?
It's on very, very.
It's not even for the customers, even for her friends that they stand with her for being male. Shasho, oya the yele mo story nando wapi tipo?
Mo group.
Tapopi, kucha maitia.
Tavi ningifa?
Ayo, tapopi areli ni mayo life ambera, they look very serious. Shasho, kwende neo hauto, ye kumwe te tayelu zaneo kahulukwe ange, wii.
Na senje ikita shimono?
Oh, ngoto shimono, shasho, ngwe customer.
Oh, she's in that.
Go custom. But Bogamu at a name of how to put your munan to any aliga. I'm on a custom at a pit ponon kurukazi way. At to have to tie in there, we are to feel at the mona. That you hate Talala tate. On the two look here. Amozi kulo na yako zimana. Ako tipa la kata ipopi ya kuni na ene na.
Hai, sasa kinche. Oshi. Tarongo kuno na waka nangarambe.
Oh, customer.
Customer service.
Omonu ala, hayelu zo, okwako. When was it? There was a day that we were driving through, we were going home. I think she didn't see, like the lady didn't see that mohauto muna omunontu, you understand? And then we stopped at robots. Now this woman literally moved closer to come and wave now at the tate. And then mokachangange omonti mohauto. And then she's like, oh, okay. I'm confused, actually, man. My dear, happened to get piruka shasha to shituka and to how to aisha. Punga pini, osho ningi. Sorry, wakaruga and interrupt upon it.
It's an existing customer.
Oh, an interlon topan. Oike, no confidenza. I don't. Like, what time that my dear, on the way, no confidenza, I think, Ushman. Ne? That's a new word, tell you, Najeno. An interlon topan. Tish! Neta trigana to che! Nati ae, ami funja mami.
Yeah.
Teke mfunja nane, kwa li pao pito wili.
Yeah.
And kwa tati, no, but how can you think that of me? Nati, oh. Mana yame pia, mana. Tuna kukukutamos.
Good, but never trust a man anyway.
Which I'm going to get a ne. Imo history ne, yeni ne, amu hemwa to rock. I and I naked one bano. Yeah?
0%.
Bano have Rukukara, yenuta uno no John Longo of Ram Flame.
They have a civic concordance.
Yoka Shakwana. Come on, come on, and then and the Aquana or Setaka. I came over. My dear, what they wait for is just for them to die. Kana, kosa kukali ni mayo. Kosa na sani. Ish, na shito iko. Oiko ara wirombura kucha. I must just brace myself. Whatever is coming. Shashi na te huya. Toka fika mara na nyotulia eita. Imagine going through your whole life thinking you guys are just five.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of the woodwork so mwianga eli atatu unangae. Like, oh, okay. Then we're fast and a shit. He populated the earth.
The earth?
Yes.
I'm ready to fly.
My dear, he did the Lord's work. My goodness.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, today this was just the introduction, okay? I know today's one was like wild. Today's one was just the introduction, but initially we are going to continue with our conversation around lust because we actually have a lot to learn about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mina, I'm bidding you guys farewell, manj. I am saying au revoir, ciao, ciao, bye, bye. And, so you better pray.